Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure.
Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Sid Davey. Sid is a diehard Minnesota Vikings super fan. We're going to talk to him about how long he's been a Vikings fan, also the differences between the Metrodome and U.S. Bank Stadium, and so much more. Sid is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure.
Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama. To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a park ranger, but the only quotes they'd probably give you would be about the beauty of a fallen leaf or ripples in a pond, not the kind that could save you money on your policies. Or you could talk to your local Geico agent, who's an expert navigator of the insurance landscape. They could use their expertise to guide you on ways to save hundreds on your policies, while leaving it up to your park ranger to save the wilderness and any endangered picnic baskets. Go online to geico.com/local to find a Geico agent near you.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama. To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
It's easy to find flooring online, but imagining those floors on your floor? A bit trickier. So Lumber Liquidators made PicTrip, which adds our floors to a photo of your space. Just point, snap, and choose a floor. It's great if you're looking for new floors. Also, still fun if you're not. Try PicTrip, only at llflooring.com. These are the floors homes are built on. Get free samples of your favorite floors sent to your home. Visit llflooring.com to order today.
The virus that causes coronavirus disease is spreading in some of our communities. This disease, also known as COVID-19, is thought to spread mainly from person to person through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs or sneezes. These droplets can spread to the mouth, nose, or hands of people who are nearby or possibly be inhaled into the lungs. Take steps to lower your risk of getting sick. Here are some things you should do. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. You can also use hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Take extra measures to put distance between yourself and others. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Stay home if you're sick, except to get medical care. If you have severe symptoms, please call 911. Cover coughs and sneezes with a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Only wear a face mask if you're sick and around other people, or if you need to take care of someone who is sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces. Older adults and people who have severe chronic medical conditions, like heart or lung disease or diabetes, are at higher risk for more serious illness from COVID-19. This group should consult with their healthcare provider about additional steps to stay protected. For more information on COVID-19, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Let's work together to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also,
This one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Indeed. Welcome back to the program, everybody. That will indeed get you pumped up for a Vikings game. That is the infamous Skull Chant at the Minnesota Vikings home games. And we want to welcome to the program a gentleman who has been a Minnesota Vikings superfan for a long time. He is the founder of the Viking World Order, and his nickname is 100% Cheese Free. Let's welcome Sid Davey to the program. Hello, Sid. How's everything?
Well, fantastic. Having a great time.
All right. Well, thank you once again for taking time out of your I can hear you. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Cool. Well, thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. The Minnesota Vikings, how long have you been a fan of this great franchise?
I've been a fan of this team since at least 1964, but I became a full-fledged fan in 1967 when our coach of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, where I grew up, Bud Grant, became the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings in 1967, and that cemented me in as a full-fledged Viking fan for the rest of my life.
Wow, you've definitely been in it for a long time, and you've definitely seen the division, you know, make different changes where it was, I remember this very well, the NFC Central. Before it was the NFC North, it was the NFC Central. So definitely, you've definitely been a Vikings fan for quite a while right now. I mean, the Minnesota Vikings, they've had some great players that have changed the franchise over the years. Who are some of your favorite players that have played for the Purple?
Well, my favorite players as a child was, of course, Fran Tarkington, and Chuck Foreman was a big influence on me when I was a running back, when I used to play football when I was a teenager. And then, Jim Marshall, one of my very first memories as a Viking fan was Jim Marshall against San Francisco when he picked up that fumble and ran it back the wrong way. And I was just screaming at the TV, "You're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way." And my grandmother was, watching the game with me. And I tell you, it was just crazy. But, we still won the game. But that's something that has hurt Jim Marshall to this very day. He's been called Wrong Way Jim. And, how the heck that guy isn't in the Hall of Fame for everything he's done. He was the captain of the team. He's been to every championship that the Vikings have been in. For the Super Bowl championships, he's been to four of them. He's got three less fumbles than Carl Eller, and Carl Eller, fumble recoveries than Carl Eller, and Carl Eller's in the Hall of Fame. He's got, 127 sacks. How does a guy like that just not get into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that's amazing to me. He's definitely somebody that – I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Oh, well, and now, if you go to the players that I like now, it's Randy Moss, of course, I caught Randy Moss after touchdowns through his entire career, in Minnesota, I caught him, double digit times there. And then he invited me out to New England, and I caught him out in New England on Monday Night Football 600th game on October 20th, 2008. That was just incredible. It was like my Babe Ruth moment, like people talk about Babe Ruth hitting a home run for a kid, Babe Ruth hit an awful lot of home runs, and it's a lot tougher for a football player to say he's going to catch a touchdown and jump through that game. There's a 50-50 chance, if you get a touchdown, that's even going to be in the end zone that you're in. So right there, that makes it tougher. But Randy actually got a touchdown both end zones that game.
Yeah, Randy Moss is one of those impact players. You can't deny, as you mentioned, with Randy Moss and even what you mentioned earlier about the Purple People Eaters, and Jim Marshall definitely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Let's stay with impact players for a moment. Chris Carter. Tell me do you have any Chris Carter memories?
Oh, absolutely. Chris Carter and I go back quite a ways. Also, even when Randy Moss was put into the Hall of Fame, I was invited out to that. I got to sit with the alumni, and I sat with Chris Carter when Randy Moss was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And Chris is a wonderful guy. He taught Randy Moss so much. He taught Randy Moss how to catch a football with one hand. Catch the point of the football. He taught him how to keep those feet in. He's the original toe touch guy into the making a catch. They say all he did was catch touchdowns, but no, he caught a lot of footballs. He holds the record in Minnesota for the most catches.
Chris Carter was definitely one of a kind. As they said, all he did was catch touchdowns, and he caught a lot of them throughout his career. Let's stay with impact players again for a moment, Sid. Of course, the Vikings' dreaded rival is the Green Bay Packers, and your nickname is 100% Cheese Free. Brett Favre was dynamic for so many years. When Favre jumped ship from Wisconsin to come to Minnesota to play for the Vikings, what were your thoughts?
Well, I had already known Brett Favre before he came to the Vikings. In 2004, I was named Viking Fan of the Year and supposedly put into the NFL Hall of Fame for the Visa Fan of Fame. But when I was honored on the field in Minnesota when we played the Packers that year, I got to shake hands with Brett Favre. And when Brett Favre shook my hand, I said, I squeezed his hand really hard, and I said, You're going to be seeing us in the playoffs, and we're going to be kicking your butt. And he said, oh, yeah, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. And that's when we did go into the playoffs, and we played them in Green Bay, and Randy Moss did his mooning there. And I just thought that it was so funny. As far as for when Brett Moss came to the Vikings, I thought that was, kind of weird at first, I kind of liked the thought because I knew how much it hurt the Packers fans. I knew it was just ripping their hearts out. So that alone made me enjoy it. But then when I saw how well he played, it was just crazy. That game against San Francisco when he had his first big comeback with the Vikings. It was the third game of the season for us. I was actually on the game ticket that game, so it was extra special to me. But when he threw that pass to Lewis, just before he threw the pass, I was standing on the wall in the end zone, just pounding my chest. I'm there, come on, Brett, show us some heart, show us some heart. And then, 12 seconds left in the game, he drops back and he makes that pass to Lewis. And Lewis caught it just right under me, and I could see his foot just inside the chalk, and I knew it was a touchdown. And I just absolutely went nuts. The place exploded. That was the loudest I'd ever heard it in the Metrodome. And the closest I've seen since was in U.S. Bank Stadium when Stephon Diggs got the second Minneapolis miracle, against the New Orleans Saints in the playoffs. That was just absolutely amazing also.
Yeah, and indeed, those were some amazing moments right there with both by Brett Favre hooking up with Greg Lewis and, of course, Stephon Diggs. the Minneapolis Miracle with Case Keenum throwing that touchdown. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. You mentioned, Sid, that you are a proud Canadian and you grew up in Winnipeg. We know that Canada, for the most part, has been known as hockey country. It's a place where kids and people in general cut their teeth on playing hockey, to cut their teeth on the ice. But we know that Canada also has an extensive football history as well with the Canadian Football League. But we also know that Canada within the last two decades is starting to become more of a hotbed for basketball. Do Canadians have an appreciation for not just the NFL, but for football as it is in America?
Well, absolutely. There are supposedly about 2,000 season ticket holders in Winnipeg for the Minnesota Vikings. And there are, you know, season ticket holders in Toronto for the Buffalo Bills. And there are season ticket holders in Montreal for the New England Patriots. Canada and in Vancouver, B.C., where I live now, it's just amazing how many Seahawks fans there are here. It's just absolutely amazing. There's probably more Seahawks fans here that go to games than there are Winnipeg fans that go to Minneapolis, you know, because it's only a two-hour drive to Seattle from Vancouver. You know, in Minneapolis, it took me 8 hours to drive to every game. You know, my first 29 years as a season's ticket holder in Minnesota, I drove to those games back and forth, and I missed 7 games in my first 29 years, and all 7 games had to do to either blizzards or the dome imploding. But, you know, when I go to a game in Seattle, it just seems so easy. You know, I drive 2 hours. It's just fantastic.
It is. It sounds fantastic. You know, easy access makes a big difference. Let's stay with the NFL in Canada. You mentioned that, of course, we know the Buffalo Bills have close proximity to the city of Toronto. You mentioned the New England Patriots having a huge fan base in Montreal. And, of course, Winnipeg having that connection with the Minnesota Vikings and the Seattle Seahawks having a connection to Vancouver. What about other teams? What other NFL teams do Canadians support?
Oh, they support the Pittsburgh Steelers. I've got a lot of friends that are Pittsburgh Steelers fans. One of my best friends that lives here in Vancouver, he's a big Steelers fan, so he went through a lot of heartbreak this last weekend with the Cleveland Browns kicking their butt. But, you know, like, there's people that have fans of different teams all over the place. Like, there's a lot of Dallas fans here. There's, you know, like, there's even Cardinal fans here, you know, because, you know, it's easy access to get to Arizona on a plane, you know. So, the more fans there are is to places where people can actually access and go to games. You know, like, you'll find that the truest fans are the ones that actually go to games and not just watch it on TV.
Okay, sweet. Now let's move along now to the stadiums. You mentioned that you really became a diehard fan of the Vikings since 1967, and you had the pleasure to watch games when they played in Bloomington, at Bloomington, Minnesota, at Metropolitan Stadium, and of course the experiences you had at the Metrodome in downtown Minneapolis, and currently at the state-of-the-art stadium in downtown Minneapolis at U.S. Bank Stadium. Can you tell me what the differences are between Metropolitan Stadium, the Metrodome, and U.S. Bank Stadium?
Well, also TCF Stadium. I left that one out there. I spent 2 years at that stadium, and I had the Seattle playoff game, and that was like what, the third coldest game in NFL history. And I tell you, you freeze your butts off out there in the wintertime going to games outside. And it's nowhere near as enjoyable as it is going into a dome. I remember the first time I went to a game, you know, at the dome in Minnesota, and I tell you, it was just so loud, I just couldn't believe it. Like, that was the very first time I was ever in an indoor stadium, and it just blew me away how loud it was. But the problem with the dome was the corridors in the dome were so thin that, you know, like at halftime or before the game or it would just be so tight trying to walk through there, and to get anywhere would take you so long because it's just so crowded. And also, you know, going to the washroom, like I'd be in the front row, and so I'd have to walk all the way up those stairs to get to the washroom, and there'd always be a great big lineup, and, you know, so it would cost you time watching the game, going to the bathroom. And U.S. Bank Stadium, I tell you, this stadium is just so fabulous. The corridors are so spacious. And my front row seats in U.S. Bank Stadium, I have 13 steps to the washroom. I go to the washroom, and I'm back in my seat before the next play starts. Like, it is just incredible. Then you got the Wi-Fi there, and it's just such a gorgeous stadium, and just so much room, and you know, even your seats, you got like so much room between you and the next person, you know, like you're just not squished together. It's just night and day between that and anything else. But you know, tailgating, you know, back in the day, tailgating was sure a lot better than it is now, because it's now downtown Minneapolis has lost all their tailgate spots. You know, Bloomington used to have like just unbelievable tailgating because there was just so much room. And then, you know, back when we were in the Metrodome, there was just so much room down Washington Avenue, like there's just tailgating everywhere. And TCS Stadium, you know, it had great tailgating, but I tell you, tailgating is something that is just dying out in Minneapolis right now because there just isn't any room for it.
Wow, let's stay with the dining options for a moment. I know at NFL stadiums, dining options have changed tremendously over the years with people having different eating habits and things of that nature. What were the dining options like with those stadiums at Metropolitan, the Metrodome, TCF Bank Stadium, and U.S. Bank Stadium?
Well, dining is completely different at U.S. Bank Stadium. Like, they got everything, you know, from ice cream to barbecue ribs. You got your famous Dave's. You got, you know, back in those other stadiums, you know, you got a hamburger, or you got French fries, or you got you know, a hot dog or a brat. And now you got like gourmet foods, and the price of beer, of course, is a heck of a lot more than it used to be. But and the prices are a lot higher, but the food is, you know, 100% better than it ever was. It's not just these fast foods that they used to have at the other stadiums. It was basically nothing, you know, popcorn, you know, like or whatever you smuggle into the stadium yourself.
All right, fair enough. And you mentioned one of the stadiums where the Vikings used to play at was TCF Bank Stadium. Of course, for people that may not be familiar with TCF Bank Stadium, that sits right in downtown Minneapolis. That's the home of – sits on the campus of the University of Minnesota, where the Minnesota Golden Gophers play. And there was a game that you mentioned earlier. It's the third coldest game in NFL history. It was in the 2016 wild card game between the Seattle Seahawks and the Minnesota Vikings, and the temperature at game time was -6. Can you just kind of tell me what that game was like?
Well, I tell you, that game was absolutely crazy. The Vikings dominated the entire game, and, you know, we were just going crazy the entire game, and, you know, Seattle got a couple fluke plays. You know, like there's one time that, you know, the ball went right over top their quarterback's head, you know, and then he goes and picks it up. And he makes a miraculous throw after that. You know, like it was just unbelievable. And they end up getting a touchdown. They got the lead on us. Then we come back at the end of the game, and we're kicking a field goal to win it from the 9-yard line. You know, it was shorter than an extra point, and Blair Walsh kicks the thing like he wasn't even close. Like I just couldn't believe it. You know, you think you have the game won. It was like Gary Anderson all over. You know, like Gary Anderson in 98, he went the entire season without missing an extra point, without missing a field goal, goes through the entire playoffs without missing an extra point, missing a field goal. And then he comes down to, you know, Atlanta at the very end. He's got a 19-yard field goal to kick, and he pulls it. You know, and it costs us a game. game. You know, like, it just, you know, the field goal kickers over the years for the Vikings, you know, take a look at Bailey this year. Like, my God, I've never seen a guy miss so many extra points in my life. Like, you just hold your breath every time the guy's called out there, and he just keeps missing and missing and missing. Like, how the heck did this guy get to keep a job?
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I mean, when I saw Blair Walsh miss that field goal, I was like, oh, man. God, I was like, God bless those Vikings fans, man, for coming out there and sacrificing in that that frigid weather, man. And for him to miss that, it's tough, man. It's tough being a kicker in the NFL, man. They say the pressure is on a quarterback, but there's even intense pressure on a kicker. I want to stay just with that game for a moment. What was preparation like? What was your preparation preparing for this -6-degree weather on that fateful day?
Well, for me, you know, it wasn't too hard because, you know, I'm from Winnipeg, you know, like, so I know cold weather. I know cold weather better than anybody. In 1996, the month of January, it never got above 40 below zero one single day. That's the first time that's been recorded since the Ice Age. Can you imagine going through something like that? And like, and minus 40 below Fahrenheit and Celsius are even at that point, you know, and we went an entire month like that, you know, like, and, but at US Bank Stadium, that game there, you just learn to layer, you layer your clothing, you know, like, and you stay warm. But, you know, like, I had a beer in my hand, and like within 10 minutes, the beer was like a slushy. You got ice coming out of your beer. Like, it was just absolutely crazy. You could see your breath, you know, like, oh, it was just horrible, horrible. I don't know how people, you know.
I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
How people do it, you know, for so long, you know, like, and there's nowhere to warm up. that's the real sad part.
Yeah, I was watching that game, and I said, man, God bless those fans. Those fans are definitely dedicated, and it was a packed house. It was a sellout crowd. I mean, there was not one empty seat, and people really showed up for that game. And, you know, this leads to my next question, Sid. They always say that the best NFL, not just playoff games, just the best NFL games are played outdoors. We've seen it with the Ice Bowl and the Freezer Bowl, just to name a few. Do Vikings fans prefer being outdoors, or do they like being the comfort of being indoors?
Well, a lot of them like to be outdoors, and a lot of them like to be indoors. You know, but for me personally, I prefer to be indoors. You know, because, you know, I'm traveling 2,000 miles each way to go to a game. You know, like, I'd rather have a nice, comfortable game where I know that nothing's going to be, the outcome of the game isn't going to be caused by the weather. It's bad enough that the outcome of the game is caused by officials so often, but to have the weather, you know, have something to do with the game, not be able to have your passing game the way that your passing game is, especially when you're a passing team, that and even your running game, you know, like, that can be affected, you know, if your running back isn't, you know, used to running in cold weather. You know, like, Vikings have had, you know, running backs that can run in the cold weather, like Chuck Foreman, and then you got ones like Adrian Peterson that just aren't used to it, that really can't, and you know, ends up having fumbles, or, you know, a lot of things like that can happen. You know, like, it takes a special person to play in that kind of weather, and, you know, when you get a team that comes up from, you know, like, say, Texas, and has to play in 30, 40 below weather when they've never experienced it in their entire lifetime, that's really not too fair to them. You know, like in Green Bay, you know, they're so used to it, and so, you know, it's really a home field advantage for them anytime it's a cold game and you got some poor schmuck team that's never played in the cold before in their life, and they're coming into Lambeau Field and they're just licking their chops. You know, knowing, oh boy, we're going to have a good advantage here.
Yeah, definitely. You have to be special. You just have to be wired differently to play in that type of weather. But God bless them and what they do. And speaking of what you do, you are a Minnesota Vikings super fan. And when I think about fans in the National Football League, I think of cities such as New Orleans, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Green Bay, Chicago, Philadelphia, the Raiders, Seattle. I mean, just the Atlanta. Those are just some of the NFL cities, and Buffalo as well. Those are just some of the NFL cities that I think about when it comes to super fans. How do Vikings fans measure up to other fans in the NFL?
Oh, the Vikings fans measure up very well. It's just amazing how many super fans they have in Minnesota and how many fans dress up. But the NFL has a lot of really, really good fans. You know, I'm quite surprised at Seattle. You know, they've really turned around. You know, they used to be considered, a team that would, their fans would follow anybody, but now they're solid Seattle fans ever since they won that Super Bowl. Buffalo fans have been great, always. They've suffered as much as Minnesota has. They lost 4 Super Bowls in a row. Minnesota nearly lost 5 if it wasn't for that Drew Pearson push off there in 75. Who knows, the Vikings might have lost another Super Bowl and had 5 in a row that they lost. But I've been to like pretty much all the stadiums. I've been to New England. Their fans were just absolutely great to me. Arizona has like the friendliest fans I've ever met. Seattle's got fantastic fans. Even Green Bay has really good fans. You got a lot of bad ones, too. But I've been sucker punched in Green Bay before, and and my wife has had her wig ripped off her hair, and a girl would just grab it and try running across the parking lot with it, and you see stuff like that. But Jim Christensen, he's one of the board of directors of the Green Bay Packers, and he told me, said you got to realize, there's a bad apple or two in every city. The worst fans are definitely Philadelphia. They're absolutely horrible. The playoff game, they were just throwing, full beers at all us Vikings fans, just walking down the street, they're swearing at you. Like, they're just absolutely horrible fans. And I just don't understand why they're so bad. It's just mind-boggling to me, because I've been to all these other stadiums and you're treated with such respect everywhere you go. I go to Tampa Bay, you go tailgating with their fans, they're just so good, and you have so much fun with them. But, Philadelphia, they're just a bunch of a-holes. It's just unbelievable how bad those fans are.
Well, yeah, I guess never a dull moment in the city of brotherly love. I tell you that with Eagles fans, they're definitely unique in more ways than one. Now, speaking of Vikings fans, when I think of not just Minnesota, when I think of Minnesota, I think of Prince, and I think of Prince and his love for his city, for his state, and for Minneapolis sports teams, particularly the Vikings, because after the Vikings score a touchdown, they always play Let's Go Crazy. Did you ever meet Prince while he was alive?
Yes, absolutely, I did. I met him at the First Avenue Bar, which he owned on First Avenue, and I've also been to his place, his compound, and it's absolutely amazing place. It's huge, and you can still go there today and do tours of it. He has his ping pong table upstairs there. He was quite the ping pong player. That was Jimmy Kimmel. He kicked Jimmy Kimmel's butt pretty good there. And his love for the team. He was just as purple as you could get as a fan goes. And he would come to the games. He'd be in his own private box, of course. But He was, just a true Viking fan, true and true. He bled purple.
Indeed he did. I can't believe he's still gone, but we definitely have great music, and we're going to be blessed with great music for years to come. Well, Sid, thank you so much for blessing us, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and if you have a website or any other information, let them know that as well.
Well, you can find me on Facebook under Sid Davey, and on Instagram, you can find me under 100% Cheese Free, and on Twitter, you can find me under Sid Davey also. One last thing, I'd like to say is, Adrian Peterson, bless his heart, know, like I can't wait to see him eventually get put into the NFL Hall of Fame. He was another guy that I've caught after touchdowns in my career in Minnesota. I caught him, in 2008. I caught him against the New York Giants. He had a 67-yard touchdown there, and he jumped to me, and we beat the Giants 20-19. And I actually got to blow the Jehalahorn before the start of that game, and that was probably one of the most enjoyable games in my lifetime. Winning that NFC Central Championship. That game, it was just incredible, and I can't wait to see him go into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, rightfully so. He's definitely been one of the best to ever do it, and he's still getting it done, but one day when he decides to hang it up, he's definitely, in my opinion, going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So you heard it from him. He is Sid Davey. He has been a Minnesota Vikings superfan for a long time, and he is the founder of the Viking World Order, and yes, his nickname is 100% Cheese Free. Sid, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program, and if you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Skol Vikings.
All right. There you go. And we'll be back with more right after this.
It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. That's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a park ranger, but the only quotes they'd probably give you would be about the beauty of a fallen leaf or ripples in a pond, not the kind that could save you money on your policies. Or you could talk to your local Geico agent, who's an expert navigator of the insurance landscape. They could use their expertise to guide you on ways to save hundreds on your policies, while leaving it up to your park ranger to save the wilderness and any endangered picnic baskets. Go online to geico.com/local to find a Geico agent near you.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Discovery Plus is the greatest collection of real-life entertainment on the planet. 55,000 episodes from networks like TLC, HGTV, and tons more. Woohoo! Discovery Plus. Stream now. Stream what you love.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
All right, we want to send a big special thank you once again to Sid Davey, longtime Minnesota Vikings super fan. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. Remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Is she gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it. Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill fund, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.